The Cincinnati Zoo today, Earth Day, is set to become a leader in solar energy. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports.
Families come to the Cincinnati Zoo to view spring flowers and get a glimpse of the latest attraction.
Look at the baby giraffe's tongue.
It's the first giraffe born at the zoo in 26 years, but visitors may not notice another new addition.
We have a 1.6 megawatt solar canopy in our parking lot. 6,400 panels.
The zoo's Mark Fisher says this solar array will produce 20% of the power needed at the 60-acre facility.
From elephant houses to manatee filtration systems to the heat for the gorillas, I mean, everything needs power, and we are a large energy consumer.
Through a complex arrangement of tax credits and bank financing, the zoo has partnered with developer Steve Malink to build and operate the $11 million system. Malink insists that despite its startup costs, solar is profitable technology, even in the Midwest.
We have 1.5 times as much the solar resource as Germany, which is the largest market for solar in the world.
The Washington-based Solar Energy Industry Association says the amount of electricity produced by the solar industry doubled last year in the U.S. compared to 2009. Roan Resch is the association's president.
And we expect that by 2015, solar electricity will be the lowest cost option for retail electricity in all 50 states.
The Cincinnati Zoo can purchase the system in 7 years. For now, it will buy the power it produces at a reduced rate, giving it a hedge against increasing energy costs and helping with its mission of conservation and education. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.